Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Connie, I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I'm all jammed up. Some boy I know is thinking of taking up murder for a career. Yeah, he figures with all the money involved, the least he can do is make a stab at it.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the Happy Hoodlum. Friends, before we join the Falcon for his latest adventure, I'd like to tell you how you can have sandwiches and snacks and appetizers and salad toppings more easily and quickly than ever. Just make them with any of the 9 famous Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft cheese spreads are so smooth and easy to spread, and they're so good eating. There are creamy, mild-tasting ones and sharp-tasting varieties, too. All simply delicious. And, of course, all are of the finest quality because they are made by Kraft, a name that's been famous for years for top-quality foods. Try them, won't you? Tomorrow, get several of these handy, delicious Kraft cheese spreads. And now, the case of the Happy Hoodlum. It's late afternoon in New York, and a tall, thin man with a dirty trench coat walks up the steps of the Revere building. His name is Marty Kramer. Mr. Kramer is embarked on a mission where the chances are 1,000,000 to 1 against him. Apparently, that doesn't bother him. He smiles as he takes the elevator down to the basement where the Revere Express Company has its headquarters. Then, still smiling, he marches down the hall to a door marked Employees Only and barges right in.
Hey, just a second there, mister.
Yeah?
You don't work here.
Do you?
Yes.
Good, then maybe you can help me out. Where do they keep the dough around here?
Are you crazy?
Don't tell me the stories I heard about this place aren't true. I saw a piece in the Sunday paper that said you always have 2 or 3 million on tap.
Now, look, mister.
No, you look, friend, because I got a little more than you have. That's right, it's a gun. And if you don't want a practical demonstration of how it works, you better take me to where they keep the dough.
Okay, you're the doctor.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
You said you wanted to go into the bullion room, didn't you?
That's right.
Well, I've got to get my pass. They won't let me in without it.
Where is it?
In that drawer.
Okay, open it slowly. And don't put your hand in there until I can see what you're doing. Hold it. What's that?
Oh, that? Why, that's the signal for one of the drivers that a bank wants him for a pickup.
You wouldn't try to kid me, would you, friend?
So help me, it's the truth.
All right, where's your pass?
Right here.
Now, which way do we go?
Down the hall.
Okay, let's move.
Say, tell me something, mister.
Yeah?
That piece you read in the paper.
What about it?
Did it tell you how many armed guards we have in the joint?
68, wasn't it?
That's right. And you expect to pick up an odd million and walk out without anyone bothering you.
I'm doing it, ain't I?
You haven't got the million yet.
Just give me time, pal. Where do we go now?
In here. That's where they get the shipments ready for the trucks.
Okay, open the door. Now, don't forget, I'm right behind you.
And I'm right behind you, mister.
What?
Just drop the gun, pally.
You got him, Paul?
Yeah, I got him. All right, Barney. Frisk him.
Right.
You don't have to do that. I'm clean.
I know, but we don't believe in taking chances.
I can see that. That drawer you opened was connected with an alarm, wasn't it?
That's right.
Real cute.
What's your name, mister?
Marty Kramer.
You escaped from some lunatic asylum? You didn't think for a minute you'd walk in here and heist this place?
Well, I guess I was over-optimistic,
You're over something. Now, look, Kramer. What do you got up your sleeve?
Not a thing. Ask your friend. He just frisked me.
Don't be a wise guy. You're on the spot.
So it would seem, wouldn't it?
I don't get your angle.
Angle?
Yeah. You knew darn well you didn't have a prayer of getting away with this job. Now, why'd you do it?
As long as you put it on that basis, I'll tell you.
Well?
I just wanted to prove to the kiddies that crime doesn't pay. Yeah?
Oh. Hello, Mike.
Sergeant Corbett.
You gonna invite me in?
I don't know why I should.
Come on. Let me take your coat.
No, thanks. I can't stay long.
Oh. How about a little,
What time is it?
5 to 6.
You sure you're not 5 minutes slow?
Come to think of it, I am.
Good, then I'm off duty. I'll have a short one.
What's on your mind, Sergeant?
It's funny you should ask that.
Why?
If there is something on my mind. You read about that boy named Marty Kramer?
We had to try to heist the Revere Express Company yesterday.
Yeah. How do you figure it?
Simple. He's crazy.
No, he isn't. He's as sane as you are, if that means anything.
Well, he certainly couldn't have believed he stood a chance of walking off with the loot.
No, he wanted to get caught.
Why?
That's what bothers me. I can't make it out. Can you?
Sergeant, what are you getting at?
I'd like you to look in on Kramer.
Are you out of your mind?
I guess I am. You know, if you do this, there won't be a dime in it for you.
You must think I'm as crazy as you are.
I do. What do you say, Mike?
Well, if everybody's going to act nuts, I might as well get into the act, too. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, Kramer. Mike Waring's here.
Mike Waring?
Yeah. You have 10 minutes, Mike.
Thanks, Mac.
Wait a minute, Buster. Who sent for you?
Sergeant Corbett asked me to look in on you. My name is Mike Waring.
You're the bird they call the Falcon?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want with me?
Sergeant Corbett feels there's a lot more to your case than meets the eye. And I'm inclined to agree with him.
Well, you're wrong. I tried to pull a job and I was caught. That's all there is to it.
There are too many things it leaves unexplained.
Such as?
Such as your background. Your name isn't really Marty Kramer.
No? Then what is it?
I don't know. All I could find out is that you came to New York 6 weeks ago. Where from? Nobody seems to know.
Maybe I'm ashamed of my past.
I don't see why. You have no criminal record that the police can discover. This was your first offense.
Always the first time for everything.
Well, it goes deeper than that, Kramer. You weren't hard-pressed for cash, either.
Well, how do you know?
I went through your room, found this bank book there.
Who gave you a license to go through my stuff?
The police. There's $7,000 in that account.
Well, maybe that wasn't enough for me.
Well, you certainly couldn't hope to pick up more at the Revere Express Company.
A fella can try.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't have your heart in it. The DA showed me the gun they took away from you up there.
Yeah?
Yeah. That thing couldn't hurt a fly. The firing pin was filed all the way down.
You're out of your mind, Falcon.
Don't tell me that. I saw the gun.
Well, if the pin was shot, I didn't know about it. You don't think I'd do anything as silly as that?
I think you're doing something a lot sillier. Now, look, Kramer, you better start talking. Unless you level with me, they're really going to pop it to you.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Can I help it if I'm nosy?
Well, maybe this'll cure you.
Oh, Mike! What's going on in there?
Nothing. I'm all right, Mac.
What's the idea, Kramer?
I'm just settling accounts with my friend here. That was the down payment, Waring. If you insist on working for me in the future, you can expect a lot more.
This is Ed Hurley here again, friends. Say, I'd like to tell you how you can get compliments from the small fry. Next time the children want something to eat between meals, set out their favorite crispy crackers and a glass or two of Kraft pineapple cheese spread. One of the 9 famous Kraft cheese spreads. Then watch those youngsters go to it. Watch how their faces light up when they taste this delightfully mild cheese spread that's filled through and through with juicy bits of sweet, sun-ripened pineapple. Mmm. Kraft pineapple cheese spread is delicious. And it's smooth, too, for wonderfully easy spreading. And you know it's a snack the whole family can enjoy often. Because, like all the Kraft cheese spreads, it's a wholesome dairy food made from only the finest ingredients. It's a good idea to have several glasses of Kraft cheese spreads on hand always for a grand variety of snacks. Try Kraft relish cheese spread, Kraft olive pimento cheese spread, Kraft pimento cheese spread. In fact, all 9 delicious varieties. Look for them at your grocer's tomorrow. They come in bright, new, tulip-patterned drinking glasses in a choice of 4 gay colors. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. A week has passed since Mike Waring had his little talk with Marty Kramer. Apparently, it didn't do any good. For the next day, Kramer pleaded guilty to armed robbery and was sentenced to Sing Sing. Now, as we find him, he's making his grand entrance.
Come on, Kramer. Hey, Bailey. Bailey. Wake up. You got company.
What's the matter?
I want you to meet your new roommate. His name is Marty Kramer.
Oh. Oh, hiya, pal.
Hi.
If there's anything you want, Mr. Kramer, just ring. We have 24-hour service here.
Well, thanks a lot, McGraw, but I wouldn't think of disturbing you boys.
Well, make yourself at home, Kramer.
Thanks.
My name's Bailey.
Yeah, I know. I heard a lot about you.
I've heard a couple of things about you, too.
Have you?
Yeah, a fellow was telling me in the yard today that a Falcon was working for you. How come he couldn't get you off?
Maybe I didn't want him to, Bailey.
I don't dig you, pal.
Maybe I wanted to spend some time up here.
Why would anybody in his right mind want to do that?
It's a long story.
Well, that's okay. I got 10 years more to save. Yeah, my butt.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
Thanks. Very much. You see, there's a guy up here that I wanted to see.
Well, you certainly took the hard way, Kramer.
Well, 5 years ago, this guy was partners with my old man. My old man was a schnook. He trusted everybody. That was his mistake. One night, his partner cleaned him out and then put a match to the place. When the insurance dicks came over to investigate, this guy took a powder and my father was left holding the bag.
And what happened?
Well, he couldn't stand the disgrace, so he blew his brains out.
Tough.
Yeah. Anyway, I promised myself that I'd make it up to the old boy. I've been looking for his partner ever since.
You find him?
Yep. Through a private eye.
A Falcon?
No, another guy. He told me my party was serving time in Sing Sing. That's why I arranged a visit here.
What's his party's name?
Bailey.
Huh?
Oh, now isn't that a coincidence? Just the same as yours. Where are you from, Bailey?
Los Angeles.
Well, that's funny. So was this guy I was telling you about.
Cut it out, Kramer.
You don't remember me, do you, friend?
No.
Of course, I didn't call myself Kramer in those days.
Now, look, you. Stay away from me. Hey, Mac! McGraw!
You're gonna get it, Bailey. I've waited 5 long years for this.
Let go of me!
You let him go, Kramer, right after I squeeze the life out of him.
No, you don't!
Let me go. Come on, come on, break it up.
Get it out, you're breaking my arm.
Then behave. You okay, Bailey?
Yeah, I think so.
Leave me alone with him for 1 minute. 1 minute, that's all I ask.
What you're asking for is a stiff dose of solitary. All right, Kramer. Let's go.
Oh, go away. There's nobody here.
Yeah?
That you, Mark?
Who the devil is this?
Now, that's no way to talk to an old friend.
Well, this wouldn't be Sergeant Corbett, would it?
Why not?
You realize it's 3 o'clock in the morning?
You're slow. I got a quarter after.
Look, if your purpose is to annoy me, you're succeeding very well.
Got a little news item I thought you might be interested in. Remember our friend, Marty Kramer?
Yeah, sure. What about him?
I just got word from Sing Sing. He tried to kill his cellmate, a boy named Bailey.
Oh, so that's why he wanted to go to jail.
What do you mean?
Well, obviously this whole idea was a plot on the part of Kramer to get his hands on Bailey.
Maybe. I kind of doubt it, though. I got a hunch we haven't heard the last of our friend, Mr. Kramer. Don't ask me why, I just got a hunch.
So you can imagine how I felt, Logan. A couple of seconds more and it would have been all over. Instead, the guard had to break it up.
How long did he keep you in solitary, Kramer?
A week.
Was it bad?
It'll be worth it if I can get my hands on Bailey again.
Forget it. There's not a chance. That's why it transferred you in here with me.
I'll work it somehow.
What'd you got against Bailey anyway?
Oh, never mind.
Come on. I won't give you away.
There's something he did to my old man 5 years ago.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
You got the wrong guy.
Oh, no, I haven't.
When'd you say this happened?
5 years ago in L.A.
Well, that proves it. Bailey's been in here since 1940.
What are you trying to give me?
Where's the truth, Kramer? Someone give you a bum steer. This ain't the same Bailey.
You're lying.
Okay, don't believe me, but I saw his record myself. I used to help around the warden's office when I first came here in 45.
Well, that's true. I did all this for nothing.
You ought to be glad you didn't kill him.
I gotta get out of here, Logan.
You kidding?
Don't you understand this was all a mistake?
That's tough, pal, but can't be helped.
Let me out! Let me out! Right
down there, Kramer, unless you want another session in solitary.
I gotta speak to the warden.
Okay, I'll make an appointment.
Cut it out, Kramer. It won't do you no good.
I gotta get out of here, Logan.
Sure, sure.
If I can't do it any other way, I'm gonna make a break.
Don't be a chump.
I tell you, I can do it. Are you with me?
You just signing off to hear yourself talk?
No, I tell you, I can do it.
How?
Is there anyone outside you can count on for help?
No.
Aren't you married?
No. I got a girl in Jersey.
How about her?
How do you think I got in here in the first place?
She squeal on you?
That's what a couple of people would like me to believe. I was running the biggest gambling joint in town until Martha got friendly with Philip Hernandez.
Phil Hernandez?
One of my competitors. He and Martha got awful chummy.
Well, that doesn't mean she sold you out.
It does when you add to it the fact that that's how we met originally. Only this boy she fingered was some character from Chicago, and he was married to her. Yeah, the more I think of it, the more I'd like to ask Miss Martha Pierce a couple of questions.
What do you say, Logan? You want in?
What's the deal?
Tonight, after roll call, one of us will pretend we're sick. When the guard comes in to investigate, we'll take care of him.
With what?
With this.
Hey, where'd you get that hunk of lead?
I was in solitary. I noticed one of the water pipes was loose. I didn't think anyone would mind if I borrowed it.
Yeah, they're bound to find out it's gone.
Sure, next time they throw someone in solitary, but that may be days. And we'll use it tonight. All right, Logan, here he comes. Start moaning.
Yeah.
That's a ticket, pal. Keep it up.
Oh. What's the trouble there?
I don't know, Mac. Something's the matter with Logan.
Stand back from the door, Kramer. I'm coming in.
It's appendicitis. Logan. Logan. Where does it hurt?
Right.
Right here.
Oh, I better get the doc.
Okay, Kramer, now. What the...
Martha.
Philip, what are you doing here?
You heard the news.
What news?
There was a flash on the radio at 10:30. Your ex-boyfriend, he broke out of jail.
Logan?
Yes, he and a man named Marty Kramer.
Well, what do you know?
I know. We better do something.
Don't tell me you're frightened, Philip.
Well, there's no point in taking chances. You know the kind of guy Logan is.
Suppose you leave Mr. Logan to me.
But maybe he'd think I made you squeal on him.
Well, didn't you?
No. It was all your idea, Martha. Remember, I didn't want you to do it.
Aren't you the brave boy?
Well, it's your fault. I was satisfied with the way things were. But no, you had big ideas.
This is the first time I heard you complain.
Well, I didn't know.
You don't know a lot of things. Now, listen, Phil. If Logan knew about us, we would have heard from him before this.
Would maybe somebody tell him now?
Then all he's got is suspicions. And I can talk him out of them. I've done it before.
You think he is in New York already?
Well, if he is, he must be with his friend Kramer.
You got any idea where they can be?
Maybe.
Where?
Never mind. What you don't know can't hurt you.
Tell me where, what?
Let's go, Philip. You're hurting me.
Well, I'll do it.
You're going to regret that, Mr. Hernandez.
I'm sorry, Martha. I didn't mean it. It's just that I worry about Logan so.
You shouldn't, Phil. I've got a feeling Mr. Logan is the least of your worries.
Turn off that light.
Kramer.
Yeah. This time, Waring, I've got a gun with a perfectly good firing pin. Now, turn off that light so I can come out from behind these drapes.
Okay.
Now, stay where you are until I switch on this lamp.
Just as you say.
All right, sit down.
How'd you get in here, Kramer?
Through that fire escape window.
Oh.
Listen, Waring, I got to talk to you. You've got to help me.
You must be out of your mind.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were right. I was crazy to do what I did.
You mean break out of jail?
No, break in.
What are you raving about?
I wanted them to send me to Sing Sing because there was a man named Bailey there that I thought was responsible for my father's suicide.
So that's why you tried that phony holdup at the Revere Express Company, huh?
Yeah. But when I got to the pen, it was the wrong guy. I realized how ridiculous the whole idea was.
I could have told you that in the first place.
What am I going to do, Mike?
Why'd you crash out?
I told you, I wanted to see you.
You could have sent me a letter.
I was rattled. I didn't think of it.
Well, you better give yourself up.
No.
Look, it's your only chance, Kramer. Fortunately, that guard you slugged wasn't badly hurt.
What do you think they'll do to me?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But I'd gamble you won't even have to serve out your original sentence, providing...
Providing what?
We take Logan back with us.
No, no, I won't rat on him.
Don't be a fool, Kramer. Logan's dangerous. You've got a record as long as your arm. Now, don't be a chump. If the positions were reversed, he'd sell you out in 5 minutes. Now, what do you say?
Okay, Waring. Call a cab. I'll take you to him.
All right, Marty. Where is he?
Next floor.
Whose place is it?
Belongs to Logan. He owns the building.
Yeah, that's pretty convenient. Does he know you went to see me?
No. I told him I was going to get some grub. Hold it.
This it?
Yeah. You better let me go in first. I'll give you the high sign when it's okay for you to come in.
Right.
Logan? Logan, I'm back. Hey, Logan, where the... Waring?
Yeah, what's the matter? What's the trouble? Never mind, I see him.
He isn't moving.
A few people do when they're dead. All right, Kramer, what do you got to say for yourself?
That's the whole story. Now, what am I going
to
do?
First, you're going to get a grip on yourself. You're absolutely no help to me this way. Now, come on, help me turn him over.
I can't touch him.
You're the man who's going to kill for revenge.
Well, I didn't know they looked like this.
What did you expect? Judging by the signs, I'd say Logan got it around 9:45. Where were you at that time?
Waiting for you in your apartment.
Oh.
Look, Mike, how will this affect my chances on the appeal?
Not a bit if everything you say stands up. Cops couldn't possibly hang this on you.
Well, they could try.
You got a motive?
No, but...
There are no buts about it. Especially if we can deliver the right party to them. Now, when you left Logan to go to my place, did he say anything about expecting anyone?
No.
Well, somebody must have known he was here. Someone who had a key to this dive. Now, who could that be?
I don't know.
Come on, Kramer. You must have heard Logan mention some name.
No, I tell you, all he ever told me was he had a girl in Jersey.
Remember her name?
No.
You've got to.
He only mentioned her once or twice.
For Pete's sake, man, think. Your life may depend on it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, it was Martha. Martha Pierce.
Phil Hernandez's girl?
Who's he?
Big gambler in town.
Yeah, I think you're right. Logan told me this Martha dame sold him out to one of his competitors.
All right, Kramer, you stay here. I'll be back as fast as I can.
This is Ed Hurley again, friends. Sounds like Kramer gave Mike a lead to the killer, doesn't it? Right now, though, I'd like to give you a lead to 9 kinds of wonderful eating. That's right, I said 9. Because I'm talking about the delicious Kraft cheese spreads that come in 9 grand varieties. There are delightfully mild-tasting ones like Kraft pineapple cheese spread, Kraft relish spread, and Kraft olive pimento cheese spread. And there are sharp-tasting kinds, too, such as Kraft cheese and bacon spread, Roca brand cheese spread, and hearty Kraft Limburger cheese spread. They're all delicious. All wholesome dairy products, and all so handy for making quick, easy snacks and sandwiches. Always keep your refrigerator stocked with several of the 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 30 minutes have passed since the discovery of the body of George Logan by Mike Waring and Marty Kramer. And now as we find the Falcon, he's knocking at the door of his first lead.
Yes?
Martha Pierce?
That's right.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Not at all, honey. But if you're going to show me your brushes, you might as well come in.
Well, thanks. I'm afraid I left my sample case at home.
What's your name, handsome?
Mike Waring.
I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Could be. I'm a private detective, Miss Pierce.
My friends call me Martha.
Well, I'll bet you've got 1,000 of them.
Listen, Mr. Waring...
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I take it back. You couldn't have more than 999.
What's that supposed to mean?
You just lost one of your best.
Who?
George Logan.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes, he's dead.
Poor Logan. I knew the excitement of breaking out would be too much for him. He had a bad heart.
Yes, well, that knife someone stuck in his back didn't help matters any either. Incidentally, where can I find Philip Hernandez?
You're wasting your time, honey. He isn't in New York. He took the midnight plane to Chicago.
Oh, well, that must make it awfully dull for you.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been keeping yourself occupied?
Now, come, Mr. Waring. Surely you don't suspect me of killing Logan.
No, of course not. I was just curious, that's all.
Well... When Phil told me about the newsflash he heard about Logan breaking out, I thought it called for a celebration. So I went to the Hawk Club.
Where undoubtedly you were seen by 100 different people.
At the very least.
Well, that makes a very handsome alibi, Martha.
I'm glad you like it.
All right, Angel, I'll be seeing you.
Oh, must you go?
Yes, but don't worry, I'll be back. And it may be sooner than you think.
Who's there?
It's all right, Kramer. It's only me, Mike Waring.
Oh, just a second. How'd you make out, Waring?
I didn't.
You couldn't get a thing out of her?
No. My girlfriend Martha's got an alibi. Claims she spent the entire evening at the Hawk Club.
Well?
Well, I was down there and everyone bears her out.
It must have been her new boyfriend who killed Logan.
No, I'm much more inclined to suspect it was her old one.
Who?
You.
I don't understand.
Oh, sure you do. You're a pretty smart boy, Kramer. That was a beautiful plan you worked out to get Logan.
What are you talking about?
You went up to Sing Sing to find somebody, only his name wasn't Bailey, it was Logan. That business of your old man's suicide was so much tripe. Logan took Martha away from you, and that's why you had it in for him.
You got rocks in your head. If Logan was the one I was after, why didn't I kill him when we were in the same cell?
Because you were sure to go to the chair. This way you felt confident you'd get away with it. The authorities up there thought Bailey was the one you were after. As far as they knew, you had no connection with Logan. It was just a coincidence that you broke out together and someone killed him. Now, you played it very smart, Kramer.
Obviously, it wasn't smart enough. You caught on.
Well, it wasn't your fault. Sometimes the fates conspire against you. You see, you broke out of stir at 8:30.
So?
So the news of the break wasn't released over the air until 2 hours later. The first flash came at 10:30.
Well?
Well, Logan was murdered at 9:45. 3/4 hour before either Martha or Phil Hernandez could possibly have known he escaped. That's where your frame fell down. Too bad you made that mistake.
We can't all be as clever as you, Waring. Speaking of boners, you made a pretty bad one yourself.
I don't see where.
You shouldn't have come back here.
Why not?
You forget that I still have this gun.
Oh, no, I haven't. Sergeant!
What?
Hiya, Kramer. Don't bother turning around. Just drop the rod. Come on, drop it.
Well, did you hear enough, Sergeant?
Plenty. Okay, Kramer, let's be moving.
I'll make this up to you, Waring.
Oh, don't bother.
Ah, I owe you plenty.
You don't owe me a thing, friend. After all, if it hadn't been for you, I never would have met Martha.
What?
Mm-hmm. Take him away, Sergeant. I have work to do.
This is the season for hearty breakfasts. Hot cakes, hot toast, hot rolls, waffles, and the spread that adds extra goodness to every bite is Parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Yes, Parquet is the margarine minions prefer to any other because it tastes so good. And it tastes so good because it's always fresh. In states where the law permits, get yellow Parquet in its new Flavor Saver aluminum foil wrap. Elsewhere, get Parquet in the regular package or handy Color Quick bag. P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine. Made by Kraft. The case of the substitute target. The case of the substitute target. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that just because a fella has a head on his shoulders is no sign he's going to be able to keep it there. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbett. Be sure to hear The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time and the place, The Great Gildersleeve, next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. Check your newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hurley speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Hear Martha Ray and Jimmy Durante on The Big Show today on NBC.